You'd better get somebody else's version of all this.
Oh, I'm going around interviewing a number of people, mm-hmm. so I get different slants on
it. Put it all together. Huh?
Right. Did you have a fireplace in the house that you grew up in?
No, stoves.
Stoves?
Red, big stoves.
What did they burn?
Coal and wood. The kitchen stove, now they cook by a stove, you know, in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
That was wood. But for heating purposes, they used coal.
What did you keep your coal in?
They'd have I guess it wouldn't be it had formerly been a carriage house. It was converted into a garage in later years, see. And they generally, now we had our coal, and I had a garage out here. I kept the coal in it, but we also have a basement in this house. And later we moved all the things like that into the basement.
I see.
And there still is a basement down there that you can walk in. But I took everything out of it because I don't have anything to store anymore.
I see. Was there any kind of container that you might keep the coal in next to the stove?
Yes, you kept it in what they called the coal hod.
A coal hod?
Or coal skull.
I see. Was that the same thing, hod and a skull?
Well, yes, it might have been a little bit different in making the scuttle. You know how scuttle is made.
Is it kind of scooped out, looks like?
Yeah, it's to the middle. And it has a piece around the front of it like this that you can throw the coal in if you don't want to handle it. But we always had tongs, like you handle ice with tongs.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we had tongs to handle big lumps of coal to throw in the fire.
I see.
And you had a shovel and a poker.
I see.
The three pieces. And they were generally with a nice metal piece. Sometimes they were brass, which made them very attractive ornament.
Yes, ma'am.
Now this house has three mantles, but two grates are closed up. This is the only open grate.
I see. What would people, talking about a fireplace, what would people call this area right in front of the fireplace?
You mean that's a screen?
Well, not
now that is a screen, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
That's wild thing. To keep the coal, if it pops, it won't go out on your rug or something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
But
I was thinking about this open area right in front of the fireplace. Was that ever called anything?
Well, that's called a hearth, isn't it?
I see. Was that for the same purpose? To keep something from popping out?
Well, they don't want you wouldn't want your coal to burn near your floor. That's why they put the tile always or brick around the fireplace.
You know, those people burn fairly large sized pieces of wood in those fireplaces.
That's the old fashioned fireplace. They used not to have stoves. No logs to put in. I mean gas logs.
Yes, ma'am.
And they used to bake their potatoes, don't you know? You saw the andirons? Well, they would bake the potatoes on there and have a kettle of hot water someplace on there.
Well,
that's the old-fashioned fireplace.
I see. Did you ever hear people call them either back log or back stick for the big piece of wood that they burn in the fireplace?
Oh, back log or fire stick. Is a piece of wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What about that wood that they use for starting the fire that burns?
Lightwood.
What?
Lighter, they call it. Some people call it lighter wood.
But that's all the same?
No. It's a pure rosin. That's where they get the turpentine. Out of trees of that sort.
Yes, ma'am.
The turpentine, you know how they get turpentine, don't you?
I've never seen it done.